Blog Talk Radio.
I don't even know if y'all heard that. Family misery loves company. So how many of y'all know anything about people in your family not wanting you to do better than anybody else? How many of y'all know about people in your family not wanting you to rise above family curses? How many of y'all know about people in your family hating on you and try to mask it by saying that you think that you're better than somebody else in the family that is worthy of respect? What do y'all know about family misery loves company? We talk about misery loving company all the time. Misery loves company. Misery loves company. Yeah, we know misery loves company. A lot of times we forget that whatever the opposite of misery loves company also. You know, victory loves company. Love loves company. It's not just misery who loves company, but people who are down will look for other people who are down also. And unfortunately, sometimes they will bring other people down to where they are. Very unfortunate. Very, very, very unfortunate. But this is something that we just got to deal with. You know what I'm saying? It's something that we have to deal with. Family misery loves company. That's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mism show. What do you know about people in your family trying to bring you down? People in your family not glad when you come around. People in your family hate when you're up. People in your family trying to spill the juice in your cup. People in your family don't want to see you succeed, trying to see you cut, see you bleed. Want to see you bleed out, read out, and that you're not going to be doing good. It's understood that some people love to see other people doing bad. And sometimes it will get on your nerves and kind of make you mad. And you're not glad that you come from the bloodline that you do. But you got to put up with the thing because it's true. And sometimes it might be you. We're going to get into all of that, too. It's the Daily Go Get 'Em Ism show, y'all. Friday night, February 17th, Aquarians, I had a pretty good run, but it's about to be over. Some would argue that tomorrow is your last day. Some would argue that today is your last day. Some say y'all don't make it to the 18th. Let me see. We are the dawning of the end of Aquarius. End of Aquarius. Let me see. Yeah, it says tomorrow, the 18th. All right, at least they didn't ask y'all today, but tomorrow's it. Y'all won't make it to the 19th. It's the shortest month of the year, and y'all got to rely a lot on January in order to get y'all stuff off. But y'all had a good run. Had a good run. So this is what it is. Family misery loves company. You have a brother. You have a sister that doesn't want to see you doing well. You have a brother or a sister or a cousin or aunt or uncle that's not doing well. And they kind of want you to come on that side. Pity parties being thrown all over the place. You may even have people in your family that claim that everybody in your family is only supposed to do well up until a certain point. And you seem to think that you're better than the rest of the family and that you can break away from the pack and leave the rest of the family behind because you got a little too big for your britches. Who do you think you are? Who? Oh, yeah. Yeah, these are some of the things that we have to deal with in our lives. Family misery loves company. What do y'all know about people in your family not wanting to see you do well, not congratulating you, not cheering you on, not supporting you? will come and get you when they're in trouble. They will bring you down. Listen, man, we're going to really talk about this tonight, this whole family, misery, loving company thing. We're going to talk about this tonight for real, for real. We got to have this conversation. I have a couple of things on my mind, not necessarily dealing with my own family, but things that I've seen. You know, family is one of those words. It's one of those factions. You know how somebody doesn't have to share your bloodline in order to be a family member of yours. But when you consider somebody to be a family member of yours, that is a serious level of companionship, of connection, of bonding, especially if there's no bloodline. Like, listen, I consider you to be my brother. I consider you to be my sister. I consider us to be family. In other words, I will ride for you, and you can always expect for me to ride for you also. I mean, yeah, but I also expect you to ride for me. If I'm in trouble, and trust me, I'm not going to look out or seek out situations, you know, to bring you in trouble. But if I need you and I'm in trouble, I need to feel like I could come and get you. And that might have been the thing that made me feel like you were family in the first place. I know that you have my back, my front, my side, above me and below me. You got me. If somebody else talks bad about me or tries to slander me or make me look bad out there, because you're my family, I expect you to take up for me. I expect you to set the record straight. I expect for you to shut that down. You don't necessarily have to beat them up, pop them in the mouth, physically stop them, but you might want to make sure that you set the record straight. Nah, that's my people. You know, I'm going to tell y'all something interesting that happened. And it's funny how God works. Sometimes God will make you shut your mouth. Sometimes God will make you shut your fucking mouth. Sometimes God will let you know that it's not time for you to talk. Is that what that is? Emily, you said that you heard some knocking. Okay, that's an easy fix. We good? Are we good? Okay. Yeah, like I said, sometimes God or the universe or the spirit will make you shut the fuck up, and you don't even know that God in the universe is making you do it. But the other day, I was talking to a young man whose last name was Nutter. And we just happened to be talking about politics, city politics. And it's an interesting thing that when I saw that his name was Nutter, it automatically made me think that he might be related to the former mayor of Philadelphia, Michael Nutter. But I didn't know. But this man started talking about politics, and he started talking about politics in a smart way. Well, lo and behold, guess who he said his uncle was? You got it. Mayor Nutter. I said, damn. Now, my feelings on Mayor Nutter are not good. I didn't like him as a mayor. I know some things about Mayor Nutter, former Mayor Nutter. Things that I don't consider to be too flattering. But something told me not to go there, and I didn't. Because he's not the mayor anymore, and it doesn't matter. But my man started talking about his uncle, Mayor Nutter, and, you know, he had a lot of good things to say about the man. And I'm not going to front. He gave me a perspective that I hadn't that I hadn't had about former Mayor Nutter. And I, you know, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But you never know who is family to anybody. You just never know. Now, suppose I just started talking about the former mayors of Philadelphia, you know, because I could have just started talking about the black mayors of Philadelphia, because he had sort of a negative view of former black mayor of Philadelphia, John Street. I like John Street. I did. I like John Street. But I recognize the good and bad and the crook in John Street. But I also recognize that in Mayor Nutter, and I've recognized that in Wilson Good. And those have been the three black mayors of Philadelphia. Each one of them has served two terms, which is pretty commendable, pretty remarkable, and some pretty good bragging rights. They are somebody's family. So you could run around here talking bad about them and running off at your mouth about things that you may not know about, or you may not be sure of, or you may just be speaking from a particular perspective. But you would expect your family members to defend you. And just like that man defended his uncle, I would defend somebody in my family just like that also. So although that was a blood family member of his, even if it wasn't a blood family member of mine, or if I'm not a blood family member of yours, you believe in me enough, you trust me enough, you love me enough, you're bonded with me enough to consider me to be a family member of yours. So I'm not going to let nobody make you look bad out here in these streets. So when we talk about family, misery, loving company, you're talking about people who are in your family, maybe blood family members or people that you think are close family members, even though they're not of your bloodline, and they are not speaking about you well. They are not sharing good feelings, good thoughts, and good stories about you. They are doing exactly the opposite. They might be saying things about you like, well, who you think he is or who she thinks she is. The only people in my family that I respect are blah, 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 blah. You know how it go. Everybody has their family members that they have as favorites. And those are the only ones that they're trying to big up. Those are the only ones that they want to hear something said good about. And unfortunately, sometimes that family member might not be you. Family misery loves company. Family misery loves company. What you know, baby? Whatin'? What I'm thinking about this? Why y'all know? Why y'all know about this? Spill it. So that's what we're talking about tonight. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily? Go get a business show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar, with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Getemism Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should also tonight on the Daily Go Getemism Show. We are talking about family, misery, loves company. Family and misery loves company. You got people in your family that don't want to see nobody doing good if they're in your family. You got people in your family that ain't trying to see nobody stand up and do well in your family. You got family members who always going to jail. You got family members who always want to see you fail. Family members that ain't always on your side. And some family members that want to shake your pride is bad, baby. I see that we have a caller on the line. Now, y'all know that this whole the caller thing, the music thing, has been acting a little funny. But I'm going to give it a shot. So if y'all can hear the caller on the line, please let me know. I'm hoping that it goes down right. So let's give it a shot. Caller with the last number is 8658. Welcome to the Daily Go-Get-Emism Show. What's on your mind this evening? Do you have your phone muted by any chance?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can. Now, I don't know if they're going to be able to
hear you. Can you hear me?
But I can hear you loud and clear.
No, I don't. Can you hear me?
Oh, you can't hear me?
I can hear you, but I guess nobody else can hear me because I'm watching it and it's not showing.
You can't hear me? Yeah, I don't know how to.
I was just doing a test.
Okay. Yeah, they done something. Because I do not understand how this can be. But, yeah.
Yeah, they done something. Because I do not understand how.
Okay, I was just testing it to see. I mean, since you fixed the mic problem, who knows? I was hoping against hope maybe something else got fixed.
Nope. We lose on that one. So I don't know how we're going to do this going forward, but I guess the chat room will be where we will have to communicate. Unfortunately, that's messed up. I really wonder how.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out myself, but everything I think of, it doesn't seem to work. So all right, I'm just going back in the bushes and watch the show.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye.
Until further notice, people will not be able to call into the show. Yes, we had a call on the line, and the caller was speaking, and it was coming through loud and clear on these speakers. Yet, for some reason, y'all can't hear the caller. I am lost. On that one, I can't figure it out. But anyway. So let's keep it moving. So yeah, family misery loves company. That's what we're talking about tonight. What do y'all know about that? What have y'all experienced? What are your feelings on it? Like, you know, like, what are we doing out here? You know, people in your family that don't want to see you succeed. Don't necessarily want to see you successful. You know. You know, my Facebook app been acting crazy too. I'm hoping that there's not a virus that's going on that is somehow messing things up. You know how when you have a virus on your computer, and you can have a virus on any computer-based product, and it can get in the way. It can absolutely get in the way. And I'm seeing some weird things, like why does my app keep getting turned out? All right, let's keep it going. You know, family misery loves company. What do y'all know about that? What do y'all know about your family not supporting you? And not just not supporting you, but not wanting you to be quote unquote better than they are, not wanting you to do well in your life, saying things about you like, the only reason that you have anything is because of blah, 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 is because of this, that, and the third. Third, never trying to acknowledge anything that you have done for yourself or anybody else. What do y'all know about that? What have you heard about it? What are your experiences with it? Because unfortunately, I got a little spurns. I got a little spurns with it. I done seen some things. I done seen some things, heard some things, shook my head at a couple of things. There are lots of things that family can be involved in collectively. I've seen families where the whole family or a large portion of the family was all selling drugs together. They was all getting money together. All of them, they were all getting money together. You can look at that in a couple of ways. You can look at that as misery. Because you know what comes out of criminal activity, especially with a bunch of people who know each other. You would think that that would be a safe situation, but it often is not. It's often an unsafe situation. The expectation is that each one of the family members are going to do well for themselves and get money and protect each other and all of that. And sometimes it works out that way. But it ain't always the Dukes of Hazzard. You know how in the Dukes of Hazzard, even though Bo and Luke was only cousins, they was close like brothers. They looked out for each other at all times. On the show, they hung out with each other, never anybody else. Like they were the only two friends they had in the whole county. Who did y'all go to school with? Y'all ain't got no other boys? I used to watch the Dukes of Hazzard. Have you ever seen anybody that Bo and Luke were friends with besides each other? I know it's just a TV show, but I mean, you know, Martin had other friends, you know. George Jefferson had other friends. Other people came onto the episodes from times before that they was cool with. I don't remember that on the Dukes of Hazzard. Now, I was very young when the show came out. I was like 7, 8 years old. But, I mean, come on. I never saw them be friends with anybody besides each other. They knew other people, but they was only down with each other. I never saw any of their friends take a ride inside the General Lee. General Lee remember, it was a two-seater. It was a coupe. Dodge Challenger coupe. With doors that didn't come open. Had to get in through the window. I guess that's why Uncle Jesse never rode in the General Lee. He's a little too pudgy. He's a little too pudgy to be getting in the car like that. Them cats had a car that didn't have car doors that opened. They didn't have a car of their own. They shared a car. What happened when they went out on dates? Anyway, all right. But they looked out for each other. Even though it was only a TV show, it was a lesson. It was a lesson in family values. It was a lesson in family unity. Family unification, dedication to your family, family recognition. Like I said, they were only cousins, but they were close like brothers. I guess they were both only children because I don't remember them having any other brothers and sisters. Shit, I don't remember them having a mother or father. They had an uncle, Jesse, and another cousin, Daisy. That was their other cousin. Everybody a cousin. Nobody's a brother or sister. What they got going on down there in Georgia? What they doing down there in Georgia? Emily, what they doing down in Georgia? You might know. Oh, okay. Carol said, I think the mic is shaking and causing the thumping noises. Okay, so it was the microphone stand was up against the against the table, and that reverberation was coming through the microphone. I couldn't even hear it at all. It wasn't until I actually physically saw it, like, oh, my bad. Okay. All right. Carol says, my family is too needy, always wanting something from me, but not willing to give anything. I've heard stories like that before. GK Wright says, I have family members who will be supportive as long as you are not doing better than them. As long as you're not doing better than them. And that's where this whole misery, family misery, loving company comes in. They don't mind if you do okay. But once you start breaking away from the pack, it's like, hold on. Who do you think you are? She thinks she better than us because she got a... He think he better than us because he went away, Annie. Just because she got a new job and just because he got a couple of dollars. Just because he was on TV. Just because he married some. Just because he got a girlfriend. Just because he won the lottery. Just because he bought a new crib. Just because he moved out of Big Mama house. Just because she is a new person. Just because he lost a bunch of weight. Just because she just escaped death. Just because she's the lightest person in the family. Think he got good hair. It's kind of messed up. But the family will take you there. It gets ugly. Ugly with somebody pretty ugly. Ugly with somebody pretty ugly. Ugly with somebody prettier than the rest of the fam. Who the hell are you? They mom had a baby by a Puerto Rican. And all hell broke loose. One straight or curly-haired nigga is in family turmoil that turned the family upside down. You don't want to be the good hair of the family. You think you do, but you don't understand pressure, baby. You don't understand pressure. And a family of nappy heads, you don't want to be the good hair. They going to hate on you. It's going to be hard for you. I'm trying to tell you. In one family, you might get all the love, all the praise. You might be the one. In other family, you might have to eat the cereal with water instead of milk. In other families, you might have to eat the cereal. You might have to eat the cereal with the water instead of the milk. She got the good hair of the family and friends. And they'll keep on hating till the end. You got the good hair. You got the good hair. No time for loving, cause you got the good hair of them all. It ain't easy being in the black family. It ain't easy growing up in the black family. It ain't always easy to thrive in the black family. The black family, in the black family, misery loves company. In all family, misery loves company, but it gets interesting in the black family. The stuff that we might hate each other about. You are the good hair of the friend. Okay. She thinks he cute. She thinks she cute. Once they start talking about you think you cute, then it's you think you better than everybody else. starts to get dark in the family. Start to get dark over here, you know what I'm saying? Start to get ugly with these niggas, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. And Steve White, thanks for coming on through tonight. I'm glad that you came through, heavy not light, and surely sure, the world's most precious, greatest pearl in the world. Thanks for coming through and being thorough. Mia Cunningham, goddamn, thanks for coming through. Thanks for being down with the fam. Carol Chamberlain, me friend, me favorita, glad to see ya. No diggity. TK, right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your sight. Emily Dunlap, I said it. Emily Dunlap's in the house. What's going on, y'all? So, yeah, we talking about. What we talking about? What we talking about, y'all? What we talking about? Y'all know what we talking about. We are talking about family misery loves company. You think you the shit. How many of y'all, I ain't going to ask that. I'm going to just say that. There's some families that are fat. Everybody in the family fat. Everybody in the family fat. And you came along and it was somehow skinny. You are literally sticking out like a sore thumb. Everybody in the family is shaped like the clumps. And here you are, slim. Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. So you think you the shit because you ain't got no diabetes. Because you can sleep without snoring and sound like a fucking bear fight. Not just a bear, but a bear fight. Oh, you ever see two bears? Yeah, because you don't sound like that when you sleep. You must think you better than everybody else. Here you are, under 300 pounds. Don't snore like a bear fight. Don't have really, really bad health problems. No diabetes yet. Look, you're not threatened. You're not being threatened to have your legs cut off, no limbs. And you got the nerve to damn near eat everything you want. But your skinny ass ain't no better than nobody else. Our great-great-grandmother was skinny too. That's probably where you get it from. I know it sounds silly. I do. I know this sounds silly, but guess what? Nigga, wake the fuck up. Wake up. Wake up. Go sleep in the basement, goddammit. Go sleep in the basement and close the vents. Cause you know, in the old houses, you can hear on the second floor what's going on on the first floor through the heating vents. You know what I mean? All my old school house living in the ass niggas. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Somebody talking shit about you in the living room and you hearing it in the back room on the second, third floor. Take your ass in the basement. Take your ass down the basement and sleep on the goddamn couch bed in the basement and close the basement door. I don't give a shit if you get carbon monoxide poisoning down that motherfucker. You ain't gonna be racist. It is what it is. You think it won't when it will. T.K. Wright says, I have a family member who will get upset if you don't allow them to put the weight of the world, of their world, on your shoulders or listen to you all day, or listen to it all day and night. Carol says, sounds like a family member or two that she has. Stacey says, just wanted to show up. Have a blessed night, everyone. I'm a little tired. I hear you. Thanks for coming on through. Appreciate me some, you. TK Wright says, trust me, you don't. Everyone in the family has hair, either length or texture, but only a few of us have both. Oh, shit. And Carol Chamberlain says, the light skins versus the dark skins in my family. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Misery Show. And we talk about family misery loves company. And I'm starting to feel bad. Carol said the light skins versus the dark skins in her family. So, Carol, you caramel colored. What happened to you? Where do you fit in this familial equation? That's all I want to know. What did they do with you, little light brown? You might not be light skinned, but you light brown. Ain't light skinned, ain't dark skinned. Right in the middle, caramel color. Caramel color, baby. Paper bag test all day. All day, paper bag test, paper bag test. The light paper, not the dark paper. What happens? What they do? What they do? They bleach on their skin all the time. Don't want to let you in them light skin cats. All right. Me and said, how dare you not have the sugars? Just say it. She said, eat what you want and get good and got good hair. I don't think you're related to us. You know, some strange truths can start coming out. Some truths can start coming out. Where you might look a little different than everybody else. You know, certain things start not to support your family jigsaw picture. Puzzle picture. It said, be breathing like a bear, and we can't, we wide awake. Man, I'm just saying. Narcissus walking around sounding like Biggie. A little bit. More money, more problems, man. You know what, Kim?
You don't see my whole shit. It sees. The Puff. Well, you know, let me take a minute out to talk about Puff, because, you know, I just got the nigga Puff card. You know, I just got the nigga Puff card. I just got the nigga Puff card. Just got the nigga Puff card. Just got the nigga Puff card. Just got the nigga Puff call. 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 Me and O, we used to go everywhere, you know. I just got the nigga Puff call. Just got the nigga Puff call. Just got the nigga Puff. Just got the nigga Puff.
Carol says, I'm an outcast. This show is starting to get too personal. TK Wright says, just realized that I'm the darkest motherfucker in this chat. You don't know that. I meant to put a sticker in the chat that says, just like your side view mirror, people in this chat are darker than they appear. The people in this chat are much darker than they appear.
But I just got the puff call. Just got the nigga puff call. Just got the
Carol says, no worries, sis. The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Y'all so supportive of each other. That's how we know y'all ain't family. Okay, right. Says, let me know when State comes back so we can start a dark-skinned alliance. Big Pun was worse. You right. Big Pun was worse. But Big Pun weighed a lot more, too. Pun was... I don't know how he did all those long verses with those fast-ass raps. TKI Wright says, yes, I do. Cut it out. Nars and Mia are Puerto Rican, and Carol is Dominican. Okay. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glory. I'm ready to end it all. I'm ready to end it all, babe. End this at the drop of a dime, baby. But yeah, man. Familial family misery loves company. People in your family hating on you hard. People in your family not wanting to see you do well. People in your family actually want to see you down. People in your family souring your name around the family. Forming a coup against you. Right in your own family. Right in your own people's. It starts getting bad. Here y'all are calling out each other, you know what I mean, complexion, tone, and all of that kind of. But yeah, you know, I mean, in the black family, y'all know this is a real thing. This is a real problem. A real problem. You know. You might come from a family of jailbirds, and you ain't never going to jail. You listed in your family as the family snitch. Only reason you ain't never go to jail is because you told on everybody, so everybody else went to jail. You think you so good because you ain't never went to jail? But you ain't a real man. You ain't a real G because because you ain't never go to jail. Sounds ridiculous, right? But some families are right on that. It's tough. It is tough, tough, tough. DK Wright says, seriously, though, when it's family, you might struggle with having to maintain a connection with someone. Carol says, it really is. And it really is, in all honesty. It stinks. Well, I'm sorry. Wait. It stinks, too. And you try hard to fit in. Mm-hmm. It's crazy shit. You know, some people come from families where they expect whoever is the well-to-do family member to take care of everybody. You know, so that family member that's doing well for themselves financially, the one that was able to move outside the hood, the one that was able to move to the burbs, maybe, you know, buy a big car, expensive car or whatever, send their kids to private schools. They did well for themselves. And what's their punishment for that? You gotta give to everybody. You gotta let everybody sponge off of you. You gotta let everybody have some of what you got. Everybody gets to have a piece of you. And if you don't do that, well, that's showing your selfishness. That's what it's doing. It's showing the problem that you have. Mia says, my sister couldn't stand the fact that I have curly hair like dad, shaking my head. Meanwhile, she has luscious, thick hair like dad. Hated the fact that I'm lighter and she has a beautiful brown complexion. I'm noticing that you're describing all of her pictures. Her features is beautiful. Something tells me that she doesn't describe yours as the same. I'm just saying. I ain't saying I know. I'm just noticing some things. Some things that might be going on. Some things that might be. Some things. Couple of things. Family misery loves company. Crabs in a barrel mentality. All for me and y'all for y'all. All for me and y'all for y'all. Damn. Mia says, every time. Wait. Nora says, I remember cracking back and forth with a guy back in the day. And he called me a nappy-headed white boy. A nappy-headed white boy. Bust that. That. Mia says, every time we fought, she always tried to pull my hair out and would say, you think you all that and so pretty. It was sad. I feel bad for my sister that she doesn't see her beauty. Woo! I said, woo! So what we got? Light-skinned Puerto Ricans, nappy-headed white boys. What we doing in here? What we doing, y'all? What we got? What we got? Family misery loves company. It's really tough when the heads of the family, when the patriarchs and matriarchs, when they are the ones making it bad for everybody else. Because, you know, normally in most things, when you cut off the head, those are where the results are held. One thing, if all of the underlings, if all of the citizens, if all of the peasants are saying, doing, and acting as they do say and act. But when it's the older people who are setting the rules, making the rules, setting the standards, and giving certain things are okay, taking away from other things, that's when we really have a problem. That's when we start really, really having a problem, y'all. That's the toughie. That's when it starts to get ugly. So, yeah, when the grandparents and the parents and the great aunts and uncles, when they are the ones pushing this kind of crabs in the barrel mentality, this kind of negativity, that's when it's really, really bad. That's when the problems really, really creep in. That's when it gets nasty, nasty. Yeah. So, yeah. Family misery loves company. You're my family. You're close to me, so I need to hate on you. Better me than a stranger. Better me than a stranger, right? Don't say no. Don't say no. Yeah, this ain't a good look. It's not a good look, but these are things that we have to deal with. Family misery loves company. So what do you do? Do you leave the family? Do you pack up and leave? A lot of people do that with heavy hearts. Heavy hearts, hard feelings. Sometimes that's the deal. Sometimes that's the deal. That's what we're working with. All right. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. February 17th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Nah James, happy birthday to you, turning 42 years old today. And Jamila Tate, turning 43 years old today, happy birthday to you. And Tina Zuber, go get her, Tina Zuber, turning 59 years old today. And Mr. Jay Moore, happy birthday to you. And also Angela Richardson, happy birthday to you. And Susie Page, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, going all the way back to the 2002. My girl, David McCullough Harris, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. February 17th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, your familial hate, your familial misery loves company. Y'all know it shouldn't be like this, but sometimes you know that it's like this against your will, against your better judgment, against the core of your being. Well, the best thing that you can do is try to be the best thing for your family. People going to hate. You know, they say haters going to hate. Yeah, they're going to hate. It's harder when the hate is coming from within. It's all internal hate. It's in the core. It's right there in the family. We got foxes in the hen house hating, foxes in the hen house hating everything about you and your spouse. But your spouse is okay because the outside, the problem is on the inside. You ain't never lied. The pride of the fam is running mass scam. Damn, it's looking kind of bad for the family tree. It's all about they don't want nothing to do with me. Somehow I got pushed out, got to take a different route, got to build another family, getting clout. Because I won the lottery and I wouldn't take care of everybody around me. Only won 50K, 50,000, 50 G's. What the fuck? Are y'all hating on me? Shoot, I buy one Benz and the money is gone and y'all expect me to carry on. What the hell? What the hell? Hell. Well, love is love, baby. You know what I'm doing, Matt? Love is love, baby. We're going to press on and put our best on. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get It Ism show, so make sure y'all come through. Tomorrow, 1 p.m. 1 p.m. Or, you know, between 1 and 1:30, because y'all know it'd be a little rough on Saturday. It'd be a little rough. But we will be here, and I hope that y'all be here, right here with us, too. So... I just think it's so interesting. Y'all can hear me beat on the table, right? Y'all can hear me clap my hands, right? Y'all can hear me with the tambourine, right? But y'all can't hear the music coming through the speakers. Y'all can't, but y'all can hear this. I want to why. I wonder what they do. I am confused. But what the what's going on? What's going on? I do have some thoughts about this, though. I do have a feeling about what it might be. But we're going to see about it. And once I figure it out, it's going to get fixed. All right, so Blog Talk, we're going to get you out of here. Yeah. Yes, we are. We something like All-Stars. We something like